Welcome to The Daily Verse. My name is Luis Feliz and I am your host. And what we do here is we look for practical wisdom in the Bible to guide us through life as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, living in a world that is in desperate need of direction. So I'm excited of being back from the break, holiday break. It's a new year's and I'm excited to get back. So let's go ahead and find today's verse. It comes from John 17, verses 17 to 19. And he says the following. This is Jesus praying for his disciples and future disciples. And he says, "Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I am giving myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth." All right, so hold on a second. Jesus wants us to be holy. Not just a good person, not a nice guy or a girl, but holy. Now listen, that is a whole nother level. Most people think that someone who follows Christ does so because they want to be a good person. But that is not what Jesus is praying for. Good people are simply playing the good versus bad, right versus wrong game. And that game has been rigged since we decided to trust ourselves in determining what is right and what is wrong. Jesus wants nothing to do with this devilish game of right and wrong. In this fallen world, it is easy to get caught up in the shifting standards of good and bad. For example, today, it is a good thing to kill your neighbor if your government does not approve of them. Today, it is a bad thing to speak about God in your school. Today, it is right to tell a boy that he can be a girl when he's never had a chance to be a man. Today, it is wrong to tell someone to practice self-control and temperance. Satan knows what good is, and he is content with you and I being good people. But Jesus is calling us for something greater, to be made holy by the truth of God's word, to be sanctified and to be purified internally by renewing our souls, so that our actions flow from our identity as holy people rather than, as we are now, sinful people trying to be good. So, dear God, we pray for the wisdom and strength to reject the devil's game of good versus bad and to pursue holiness with all of our hearts. May we be made holy by your truth and be taught your word, which is truth. Help us to be purified internally and have our souls renewed so that our actions flow from our identity as holy people rather than sinful people trying to be good. Just as you sent Jesus into the world, we pray that we too may be sent into the world to be a holy sacrifice for others. God bless you, and I hope you find this valuable. If you did, please consider subscribing to this podcast, sharing it with some friends, and I will see you on the next episode.